ourselves in the Word of God. This is God's Word for my life, in this place and at this time. Today I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I believe He has a purpose for my life. Our reading this morning comes from 1 Timothy 4, verses 11 through 16. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Amazing grace. This group of people like became my family, and I know I can depend on them for anything.
Can handle things a lot more, like a lot better than I have before. And
that for me, it's not just a regular thing. It should be something you want to go to, not something you need to go to. It's more of a privilege than someone forcing you to go.
You learn more stuff, and you have people help you learn it, and you do it in a fun way, so it sticks in your brain, I guess.
Being a part of this youth group has made me a better person. Like, I'm more happy, I'm more willing to help someone else, and I think about others before I think about myself.
It's made me a much happier and more forgiving person. For things that go wrong in my life, I kind of just look on the bright side now. I'm more of an optimistic person now because of this, and I got a better relationship with all the people here.
I don't know, I think it's good for everyone to be active in some sort of Christian-based thing.
You changed me because I used to go to church every once in a while, and now I want to go to church more often than what I used to do.
It's changed the way I see the world and the way I act towards other people.
By the way I think about coming to church and doing games to learn how to accept Christ in my life.
Youth has changed the way I respect other people and the way I go about living my life.
It makes it easier to talk to people, to like express my feelings and stuff.
All of a sudden I had this epiphany that it wasn't about me and I shouldn't be focusing on myself, and it was about God. And so I don't think I would have ever gotten to that point without this youth group.
Well, being in youth group gives me a good foundation for going out into my school and everywhere else I go, and Joe's lessons are really good and really apply to my life every day.
The youth group here really cares a lot about other people, especially people our age, and I definitely want everyone to know that we're doing all we can to change the way things are in the world, and we really want to make a difference, and we're working really hard for it. Seem to rest
like me. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Youth Sunday. You've probably noticed by now that things are a little different today. We've changed the format up a little bit. Before we start with what we're going to do here, there's a couple of things I want to make sure everybody knows. First of all, the baked potato bar lunch, it's after the service. I hope you will all stick around for that. When you get down there and you get your seat, we have asked the teenagers to sit with you so that you can have some conversations and they can share a little bit about what it is that they do here, and to get a chance to thank you for your support and your involvement in their lives. So if you might, you know, leave a place at your table for one of these punk kids. I also want to correct Josie and Savannah. We are not old. We are vintage people.
False.
Vintage.
False.
People. Represent.
Very, very false.
Antique.
Vintage people. The adults who work with the youth group, I don't want to miss acknowledging everybody else, because you all get to see me a lot, and I really have very little to do with it. I'm just the one with the big mouth. But Andrea Flowers, Darla Kearns, Shelly Ash, and Tom O'Donohue are the other adult members of our youth team. And let's give them a hand, because they do so much And I feel bad that I get credit I don't deserve a lot because of everything they do. We decided today that it would be very easy for one of us to get up and give a sermon about youth ministry. But that doesn't really tell you the story of what goes on, and it doesn't tell their story. So we decided to try something a little different, and I hope it works as well as it did in the 9 o'clock. Thankfully, we had a little rehearsal time, and hopefully Alex won't steal Matthew's answers.
Yeah.
But we decided to really to let you hear the story most authentically. You need to hear it from some of these guys. So I want to introduce Matthew Flowers, who is a freshman at Williamstown. I called him an eighth grader in the early service, and I got yelled at, and I'm sorry. So Matthew Flowers is a freshman at Williamstown. Anna Webb, my daughter, is a senior. Alex Guidon is also a freshman. You might have seen him around here a lot for the last 14, 15 years, something like that. And Kimberly O'Donohue is a graduate last year of Williamstown High School and is now a freshman at Ohio Valley University and has been with our group for a long time. So they're kind of representing the demographics, I guess, of our youth group from sort of the younger end to the graduates, the almost vintage people. So I want to give them a chance to tell their story. So we've come up with some questions just to let them sort of respond to. And hopefully you'll get a sense when they're done of what it means to these young people to be part of this church and how much they appreciate your support and the impact that it's really making, not only in their lives, but in this community and in their school. So let me just ask you guys to start to sort of just describe what it means to you to be part of this, our youth ministries here, part of this church. Don't everybody go at once. Okay.
I think that it means being part of a family. I talked about this in first service too, the same way. I feel like I'm repeating myself. But we really are a big family in our youth group. It's not just coming and making friends, it's coming and building a family, which is what the church itself is supposed to be, a family of believers. And I think that we have grasped that concept very well. And that's just what it means to me to be in youth group.
It also means to me being a real part of the youth group. It's more than just showing up. It's participating. We do a lot of activities outside of the church too, but that are still part of the church. But like we go out into the community, and it's being able to take what you learn in youth group and apply it to your life.
You're going to let the girls take that one.
Okay. Good.
That's fine. Let me ask you then, just because a lot of people, you know, it's either been a long time because they're also vintage people like us. It's been a long time since they were teenagers in youth group. Your experience might look a little different than theirs did. So can you just describe briefly sort of what the youth experience looks like? What kinds of things do you do that you might want the congregation to know about?
I guess where a lot of us it's going to be another question, but a lot of us have a lot of missions that we're really, I can't even think of the word right now, involved, passionate, there's two of them, involved and passionate in, and so I guess through those missions that we do, we bond through that and strengthen our relationships with each other, and it's not like we're just a group that we meet every Sunday and we're sort of, you know, we go back into the real world and go back with our real friends. No, all of us are friends, and we hang out in the high school, and we walk through the hallways, and so we're just like a big family group.
I think sometimes people think that since we are youth, all we think about is just having fun. But, I mean, and that's true, we want to have fun. But this is how we have fun. This is important to us, to change the world and to change people's lives. So that's something that the youth group is really good about here. Our youth leaders have given us the tools to talk to our friends and to build relationships with Christ, and I think that's pretty fantastic.
You took what I was going to say.
Okay, well, I mean, you guys kind of touched on a little bit about how you go out into your school and what you take from here. To tell people a little bit, if you would, about how your experience here does impact your life outside of church and outside of the youth group.
Well, it kind of makes it a little bit easier to spread God's word to people that you might not usually talk to God about with. I know there's some friends that I have that I've just made that never really liked to talk about God, just kind of went to church and then that's all, went home. Just, it was like a routine for them. And then now they can freely talk about God without even thinking about being judged or being the weird one in the school, because they actually like to talk about God and like to accept that, you know, He's our Father.
I guess it helps you more, and I guess you sort of, I don't know how to put this, but like when we go into the high school, like Matt said, when people say, like some people, like I know my friends, they know I'm a Christian and they know they're okay with that. But like when you come up to those people and they say, you know, why would your God do this? Or why would you believe in somebody who just let that happen? You know how to come at that and give the right answers, because God's given them to you and He's given you the tools to do so. And so I guess I said this first service too, but we're proud to be Christians. We don't want to sort of hide in the corner and just, we come to church, but we're proud that we're Christians. And when somebody comes at us with a negative, we look at how we can benefit them in our positive. So that's how it benefits.
What I always say is we always strive for the type of evangelism that is not standing on the street with a bullhorn screaming at people to repent. That's not what it's about. What we do is we start conversations and build relationships. And if you can build a relationship with a person and you can start a conversation, then they're going to be more apt to build a relationship with Christ. That's the way we see it. And I think that that's, I don't want to say right, but it's a good way of doing it.
I think it also, it helps you understand, if you understand your faith, it helps you understand why you feel the things that you feel. Like with what's happening in Haiti now, everyone wants to help, but I think Christians have a better grasp of why. What prompts us to feel compassion for people that we've never met and probably will never meet. So I think that...
Good point. That's a good point. You guys talked a little bit about, you know, sharing your faith with your friends and those conversations you have in school and outside of church. I think folks in the video, there were some faces in the video that you all may not be familiar with. There are several. There's a nice handful of kids that are involved in our youth group whose families either don't go to this church, they go to a different church, or they could, several of them come from families that just don't really have any kind of church background at all. But they've connected through you guys to this group. And I'd like for you all to explain a little bit to the congregation what those people bring to your experience in youth group. You know, how do they add to your experience, and how is that valuable to the group as a whole?
For me, it's anybody who knows me will agree with this. It is one of the biggest thrills of my life to see that change in someone and to see them build a relationship with Christ. Especially, I get really into it at creation. That's why I'm always inviting people to come to creation, because that's a place where it really happens really quickly. But I think it happens a lot here too. And bringing our friends in, because these people are people that we care about. They're not just people who stumbled upon our youth group, usually, sometimes, I guess. But they're usually our friends. And these people that we care about are changing and growing, and it's incredible to see. I think that's a big reason why we're really into getting people from outside of the church into the youth group.
I think it also broadens our point of view. It gives us, by having new people that weren't exposed to the way this church is run, they have a different way of seeing things, and I think that's important if you're going to grow in your faith or just in your life.
Yeah, because we've had kids from all kinds of different faith backgrounds, right? We've had kids that come from a Catholic background, maybe, or from different Christian denominations. And we've had some kids that came in that have had no exposure, that have learned to love Jesus through what you guys have done. So I think that's a big plus to you guys. I want to talk to each of you individually for just a second and let you share some of your own, you know, individual experiences with the congregation. And Matthew, I'm going to start with you because you're first on my list. But... You know, you went through confirmation class last year, and we're getting ready to start a new confirmation class up here at the end of February. And that was a big changing factor in your life? If, for those of you who know Matthew, Matthew's always been a really quiet kid, but something happened to you in confirmation last year that just really lit you up and made you really shine in a whole different way. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was about that experience that had such an impact on you?
Well, I kind of hit God head on, and definitely with the help of Parsons giving me different wisdom and guidance that will I'll always remember and thank
Neil
him for.
Neil was your mentor, we should mention that for confirmation.
And he kind of showed me the how you can have fun and live your life how you want to live it and still be a Christian and still, you know, accept God and have him in your life all the time, and that I actually want him in my life and that I can just talk to him freely now without even thinking about it. And I just start thinking in my head and talking to him. And I never used to do that before I started realizing that, you know, he loves me and that he cares about me and that he sacrificed his son just for me and for everybody here. And that's just, I don't know why I could ever not do that just because of what he's done.
Yeah. Matthew was a kid, he was one of the quietest kids in our Sunday school class. And by summertime after confirmation last year, Matthew was teaching youth Sunday school classes last year. So it was just, It was amazing to watch that growth.
That helped a lot because I gained confidence enough to be able to kind of just go in without even thinking and making different notes on what I should be doing during the week at school that I never would think, you know, talking about God, thinking about God during school. I mean, what's up with that? And then just making whole lesson plans throughout the week and actually having fun with it. It just became nothing. It was really fun. That really helped me because I started learning more and more and talking to God, and it's been a blessing.
Very cool, very cool. Alex, I'm going to pick on you for a second because everybody knows Alex because Alex is the pastor's kid, right? So you've been around forever, but you've really only been in youth group for a little over 2 years now, right? So you come from an interesting perspective. Obviously, your family is very, very deep in your faith, and you grow up in that context, but now you're having this experience with your peers in youth group. Can you tell us a little bit about your faith walk and how youth has impacted that?
Yeah, I think through youth and through our constant Bible studies and our missions, I'm going to refer to myself, I'm a sponge, I guess, when it comes to my faith. You just am constantly absorbing, what we learned from our Bible study a couple months ago, and just through creation, and here's where I'll bring it up. This was last summer was my second creation trip, and the first time, I guess it was just like my first year in the youth, you don't exactly grasp how powerful it is. Second year was completely different. There was not a dry eye in our campsite every day except me. So I'm just going to say it, I felt horrible because I felt those emotions, but everybody's just bawling in front of me and I'm just sort of standing there just... So really, it was just incredibly emotional for me, but you can ask anyone in my family. My dad's there and my sister's in the back. You can ask them. Wendy's is an incredibly spiritual place. Not 30 minutes after we got home, I said, let's go to Wendy's. We got there. I was bawling like a baby. I'm not kidding. I was just sitting there crying because I had absorbed it all and I was just letting it go. And so it was just incredibly spiritual for me. And I guess through the years that I'll grow up with the youth, I mean, I'm not done with youth and I won't be for a long time, but I'll just continue to be that sponge and just absorb everything we're learning and just continue in my faith walk and continue to grow up with Christ in my life.
Very cool. Thanks, Alex. Anna, I'm going to pick on you, my eldest child. Anna gets to do a lot simply because I'm too lazy to go call these other kids and I just ask Anna to do it. But you're a senior and you're going to graduate this year and you're going to go to West Virginia Wesleyan and pursue a degree and a career in youth ministry. And so I'd like for you to talk about from that perspective, what it is about youth that has influenced you and prepared you for that, and what you'll carry with you as you continue this as your career path now.
Brooke Patterson was definitely my inspiration, which everyone here can tell you is absolutely 100% true because I'm the same person practically as Brooke. But she was my first youth leader and she definitely made me comfortable in this church setting, because we didn't really go to church when I was younger. It was really my first time coming and getting into it when I started youth group. She made me feel really comfortable. And the way she talked to all of the youth, talked to us like we were adults, and like our opinions mattered, and the way she related to us, it really made me think. And God put it on my heart that I had to do this for other people who were like me, and people who weren't like me, who still needed that kind of person. And I've learned a lot since I've been here, even when Brooke left, you know, because it's not all about Brooke, but she won't be happy when I tell her I said that. But even after she left there, we still learned a lot, and I learned a lot about teaching because I got to go up and do that, and I really got into it, and I loved it. And I just want to stay in a youth group for the rest of my life. You could say that I'm holding on to being a teenager forever, but I'm fine with that. I really just want to change people's lives, and I think that that's why God's calling me to do this.
Very good, thanks. By the way, Brooke just turned 30 last week, and so those of you who know Brooke know that was very traumatic. It's hard to maintain your teenagerness when you're 30. But as a dad, I've got to admit that there's a whole lot worse role models my daughter could have picked for her mentor, so I was glad for that. Kimberly, let me pick on you for a second, because you're the almost vintage person here.
You know, in youth years, I'm actually older than you.
That's true. You guys have both been around the youth group longer than me. That's true. But you know, you've graduated. You've been all the way through since seventh grade, graduated. Now you're a college student, but you're still kind of hanging around, and we appreciate that you're still with us. But tell us a little bit about, you know, how youth group prepared you for, now that you're in college, now that you're going to Ohio Valley University, you know, what influence did that have, and why do you choose to stay active?
Well, I choose to stay active because this church is my family. I've been going here since I was about two, and I always want to be associated with this. It's a great environment to grow up in. But and the youth group especially is just fantastic. And as for what it's done for my life, I didn't used to talk. Most of you will probably remember that. I was very quiet and shy, and youth group changed me. It really did. Obviously, I'm up here. I would not have done this 6 years ago. And everything about me today, most of it is because I was an active part of this youth group, and I want to keep growing the way that I have been, because it's only been beneficial to me.
Very good. Thanks. We're glad you're around, too.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. We're glad you came out of your shell.
Yeah.
Learned to share with us a little bit. We talk a lot, and we talked here last week about Jesus is not just a fairy tale, you know, that it is more than just a story that we believe in, but it's a reality that we sort of center our lives in. And so I'd like for you guys, just real briefly, if you could, talk about how that plays out in your life, the understanding of the reality of a relationship with Jesus. How does that kind of show up in your life?
I think that we as human beings crave relationships. So when people first hear the God story, all they think is, you know, somebody up in heaven with strings being the puppet master and judging you. But a big part of the youth group here is stressing that it's not like that at all. It's a friendship, it's a relationship, and it's somebody that you can talk to all the time, even if you have no one else. And I think we've done a really good job about teaching that, but we still have more work to do.
I guess I've got to say that the way I described it is, it's like another shoulder to lean on. It's another hand pushing you forward, saying, it's okay, you can do this. I've given you the tools. Go out and do my will. And I guess it's just like another person that, and through youth, it's just been a way that's an incredible way to talk to. You can just talk to him and know that you're not being judged and you're not being scorned. But so it's just like a real conversation and a real relationship with someone.
And he's a really good listener.
Yeah.
He you can't interrupt you. it's one of those things where it's kind of like a give and take relationship. But he's the one that's always giving and you're the one that's always taking.
Cool. Let's just kind of to wrap up, because we are, we're starting to run a little short on time, but let me just ask each of you maybe if you might say, what would, if there's one thing from your youth experience that you would like for the congregation to know, what would that be? What would that one thing be?
Me? Okay. I'd really like the congregation to know that we, along with branching out, we are part of this church and we try to be very involved in it. We don't always succeed, but this isn't just a building that we come to every week and have fun and goof off and worship, but it's a part of our family. We love the people here and we want to be involved. That's why we're doing this. That's why we do everything that we do. Well, not everything, but a lot of things.
I guess I'll go off sort of what Kim says. We do branch out, and obviously from the video and from what we've been talking about, we do constantly bring new people in, but and that's a good thing because we're not that group that just sort of, you get together every Sunday, and then if anyone tries to come in, you all sit sort of back away from them and just stare at them. Why are you here? No, we want people to constantly come in, and the church is the hands and feet of Christ, so we are constantly bringing people in and trying to just, you know, slowly orientate Christ into their life until they're ready to come before you guys as a member of your new family.
I think that the youth group here really loves people. Everyone. And I say this kind of from a youth leader perspective, but the group of teenagers here has this fire and this love for Christ like I haven't seen anywhere. And I've been to a lot of places, I guess you could say. I mean, not a lot because I'm only 17, but I've been to enough that it's hard to find that kind of passion and that kind of love. And I think we have it. And I think that's pretty incredible.
Well, I feel like it's changed my life completely. I never really talked about God at all, never really wanted to be associated with it. And then it just hit me dead on. And I know as I was teaching during the summer, me and my grandma would just talk all the time right after I got done mowing her lawn about God. And it was just amazing, just hours on end, just loving every moment of it and loving every moment of life. And then starting to realize that it's, again, like Kim said on the video, it's not about me, it's about what God wants. And making a relationship with everybody around us to make sure that they feel that same exact way. Because, I mean, I felt so much emotion that I have a relationship with God finally, and I want everybody to feel that same way.
Yeah, and I think you all can see kind of the passion they have. And just in closing, I know down at the in the multipurpose room when you have lunch, you're going to see some posters on the wall that some of them have put together about some of the causes in the world that they are really passionate about. And just in closing, if you could kind of quickly talk about what some of those things are and why you're passionate about those, and then we'll sort of wrap this up.
Okay, I started tearing up in first service. I'm going to try not to do it, but if I do, excuse my blubbering. My big thing is to write love on her arms. I'm wearing the shirt now, one of them. It is an organization that helps people cope with depression, suicidal tendencies, addiction, self-injury. And I've had people close to me go through these things, and that's what really started to draw me to it. The more I read about it, the more I feel like I have to do something because there's such a hopelessness in the world. And oh God, here I go. There's such a hopelessness in the world and it breaks my heart to see it. And I just want to change it. And I think that being in the youth group has really helped me to, you know, discover that I really can change the way things are and that hopelessness like that shouldn't happen. So
I guess mine is Living Water International. We usually do something for it for the past couple years, and you can go a couple days without food, but you can barely go a couple hours without drinking water. And so it's just really important to me that we have people that are doing God's work, but also giving back to the people they're helping. They're giving them clean water because most of the places don't have clean water. They have incredibly dirty water and polluted stuff we wouldn't even touch, let alone drink. So that's all they have. But through Living Water International, they're drilling wells for them to give them clean drinking water, but at the same time, they're giving God's message to them. So two for one.
Mine is Pro-Life Cupcake Day. It is a day that once a year, the idea is everyone in school will bring in cupcakes for children that never got to have a birthday. And it's really important to me because I think awareness about abortion and such is really important in the schools and for people that might not feel comfortable talking about it. The cupcakes are really a way to reach out without making people uncomfortable. You can give them the gory details if they want, but you don't have to. It can really just be a very spiritual, non-threatening thing.
I kind of like every single type of organization that you can have. I mean, I don't really focus a whole lot on this. I haven't really, know about them. But I understand that if there's an organization out there and you feel like you should give, that gives you a reason to kind of think and accept God in a way that you're actually listening to what he's saying to you and what he kind of wants you to do. And that's kind of big. I mean, if you actually, for the first time, you're listening to God, it's just an amazing feeling that, wow, he's actually there. And he's actually a person that you can just depend on always. That, yeah, I'll give, but I mean, it makes a different relationship that you've never had before.
I think it's amazing. One of the things that energizes me from week to week is just how clearly y'all are hearing God's call in your life. And it's in different ways and it's in different areas, but you're being true to that call and you're just following that. We need to kind of wrap it up here. So I just want to thank you guys for sharing your stories and thank you all for continuing to support our youth ministries here. Hope everybody will stay and join us for our baked potato bar afterwards. Let's say a word of prayer and we will close this out. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to spend time with these amazing teenagers, and I thank you for the fire that you've ignited in their lives, and I thank you for the compelling and contagious nature of their passion, and I just pray that you will continue to bless them, that you will continue to grow them into the people that you have created them to be, that they can go out and truly be the generation that changes this world. We ask this all in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.